Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to worship on this eve of Pentecost 17, and a special welcome to guests and visitors that are with us tonight as well. A few announcements that I want to highlight for you. First of all, you'll see them on the screen, but there's also in the bulletin. We're soliciting names for the implementation team that will implement some of our next steps with our building for the future campaign that we're doing here at Emmanuel Lutheran. So if you'd like to have your name considered, the council will be appointing the members to that implementation team on October 9th. So that'll be coming up at our next council meeting. Please let your wishes be known to any of the council members, or you can let me know as well. Children's worship bags are available for kids. Don, could we turn the volume down on mine just a little bit, please? Thanks. So we have the children's worship bags. We're asking parents to use them and to take them home, finish them at home. They have a children's bulletin in them, etc. Wonderful resources. Julie was able to get a Thrivent Action Team grant to help out with that. In-person Bible study for the men, that will be this coming Wednesday, September 30th at 11 a.m. for men that would like to come and gather either inside or outside, depending upon the weather. We also have printed copies of the October newsletter and the October prayer calendar available for anyone that would like that. We mailed it out electronically, but we also have printed copies as well. Lots of other things happening. Next week will be Holy Communion and With One Voice. And then tomorrow, CMAC. Larry, you guys leave with a small team of people heading to Ohio, right? So we'll continue to keep their holy work in our prayers as well. National Night Out is coming up on October 6th. We also have the nominating committee doing their holy work, so please keep them in your prayers and let them know when you are available and would like to serve as a leader here in the various roles at Emmanuel Lutheran. I think those are the announcements that I needed to highlight. Let's sing together two verses of our gathering music song, Softly and Tenderly. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. For the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. We have an announcement that Deb Vomhoff would like to make, so I'd call on Deb then.
Every year our family on Labor Day weekend has a family golf tournament.
Do you want to use the microphone?
Oh, every year on Labor Day weekend, our family has a golf tournament. This was the 9th annual one, and it's for some type of cancer. We've had juvenile diabetes. It's some illness that our family member has. This year, with Pastor having pancreatic cancer, we brought it to our family at the meeting, and it was unanimous to do it for pancreatic cancer research. So an extra $50 came in. It was $4,010. $4,060 came in, not just for pancreatic research. It went to Mayo Clinic, but there's a hope fund. So it was kind of split between the two. We let people do what they wanted. And the hope fund is for families in Rochester that are not from Rochester. If they're coming out of town, don't have a place to stay, or it helps with lodging and food and such. But this year we did it for Pastor. We had shirts made up. That's why everybody here with a shirt. And Pastor David Stephenson, pancreatic cancer research. Pardon? And the color is the ribbon. It's purple for pancreatic. So we wanted to give this to you. And we always give out a letter for our sponsors because we have some big sponsors. Somebody gave $750 and I mean, it just kind of goes that way. So we always send a letter. We put Pastor and Julie's picture, and then we always take a picture of our group. And we send it along and tell them the story of, you know, thanking them. They also get a receipt from mail. They can use on taxes, but yeah, we just wanted to give this to you.
Thank you very much to all of you. You said this is the 9th annual? Yeah, thanks be to God. You know, we got one day in the mail, there was like 30 different envelopes from Mayo. And when you're going through cancer treatment and you get a bill from Mayo and you're thinking 30 of them, oh my goodness. But instead it was an acknowledgement of all the different people that had supported this fundraiser. And thanks be to God for all of you and all your prayers and for the fundraiser. Every time that I'm up there every 2 weeks, you know, for my chemo, I see kids that are younger than me and older than me, and I realize that, you know, this cancer stuff is crazy stuff, and I don't know where we'd be without the Lord Jesus Christ, the great physician who is the healer, and he works through Mayo, he works through fundraisers so that we can put an end to all of these diseases that come and attack the temples of the Holy Spirit, God's people that are serving God's holy and precious will. So thank you all very much. Let's pray, okay? Heavenly Father, when called to do your will, we often respond with enthusiasm. Yet in our human weakness, we fail to follow through. Strengthen us with your grace poured out through your Son, so that we may overcome our weakness and follow you in the way of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you are able for our service of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face. You who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul, love that bursts all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice, let us each reflect your light. Guided God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. The Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation.
Amen.
Congregation may be seated for our psalmody, Psalm 141, women on group one, men on group two as the echo.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
O God, I call to you.
O God, I call to you. Come to me now, or hear my voice when I cry to you.
Let my prayer rise up.
Let my prayer rise up like incense before you.
The lifting up of my hands
as an offering to you.
Keep watch within me, God.
Deep in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright.
Let my prayer rise up.
Let my prayer
an offering to you.
All praise to the God of
all praise to the God of all creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love. Before you, the lifting up of my hand as an offering to you.
Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord. And let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
We prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word.
The first reading is from Ezekiel chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me, "What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the father, as well as the soul of the son, is mine. The soul who sins shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? When a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall save his life. Because he considered and turned away from all the transgressions that he had committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord God. So turn and live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold John to be a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same.
And he answered, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The children's message, Sour Grapes, was posted earlier today on our Emmanuel Facebook page. Would encourage parents and grandparents to share that message with their little ones. Let's sing together two verses of There's a Wideness in God's Mercy.
There's a wideness in God's mercy, like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in His justice, which is more than liberty. There is no place where her sorrows are more felt than up in heaven. There is no place where earth's failings have such kindly judgment given. For the love of God is broader measures of the mind, and the heart of the eternal is most wonderfully kind. There is plentiful redemption in the blood that has been shed. There is joy for all the members in the sorrows of the head.
A father had two sons. He went to the first and he said, son, go in to the field and labor. The son said, yes, father, but he changed his mind and he didn't go. The father went to a second son and he said, son, go into the field and labor. The son said, no way is that going to happen, dad, in your dreams. But later he changed his mind and he went. And so Jesus, speaking to the chief priests and the elders, said, so which of the two sons did the will of his father? And they said, the first. And Jesus said, John the Baptist came in the way of righteousness, and you didn't listen to him. The prostitutes, the tax collectors, the pagans of this world, they're entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. What do you say to that? A father had two sons, but maybe what he needed was a third son. And we'll talk about that in light of the epistle reading, which is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is already yours in Christ Jesus. Have this mind among yourselves. St. Matthew chapter 21 begins with the Palm Sunday procession. In other words, as strange as it may seem, being in the month of September, according to Matthew 21, you and I are in Holy Week. It's Palm Sunday, and Good Friday and Easter morning are just a few days away. This is the context of our gospel reading for tonight. and for the next 3 weeks, as we look at the terrible twos, as we look at three parables of judgment that Jesus will speak back to back to back. More on that in a moment. Have this mind among yourselves, which is already yours in Christ Jesus. Now, the season of Lent reminds us that we have an offertory that we sing. The prophet Ezekiel in Ezekiel 18 also reminded us of this tonight as well. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And abounding in steadfast love. That's what the prophet Ezekiel says. The Lord doesn't desire anyone to perish, so turn and live. A change of heart, which is a change of mind, which is the mind of Christ, which has already been given to you and to me. Turn and live. It's a word of repentance. A word that comes to us not just in the 40 days of Lent, but in the 365 days of the year. There are times when I'm recovering from my chemo treatment, when I'll flip on the TV and I'll see a show that's called Let's Make a Deal. Now, I don't know if you've watched it, you know, it used to be, I think, with Monty Hall or something like that, and now they have new characters on it. But what's interesting is that people are always trying to make a deal, and they have an opportunity for a sure bet. But maybe they want to take the $500 and make a deal for the curtain, or the little box, or the big box. And they will solicit, well, what they should do, information, etc., from family members and other people that are gathered on the show. But ultimately, they have to make a choice. Ultimately, they cannot say, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. They have to take responsibility for the choice they make. And often they will say, well, go big or go home. Taking responsibility for the choices we make. That's what Ezekiel is saying to the people. You've got to stop complaining about how everything is the result of someone else's poor choices. Yes, it may be true that mom and dad didn't get you baptized or didn't bring you to Sunday school when you were young, and maybe mom and dad or grandma and grandpa didn't teach anybody how to pray before meals or before you go to bed. But today's a new day, and you and I are children of God growing up in the faith, and we have a choice. Today we have a choice. And that's what Ezekiel is pounding away. He's saying, you might have lived your whole life going to church every week, praying every day. And if at the last minute you decide to turn your back on God and walk away, all of those righteous deeds account for nothing. Or you could have spent your whole life like the prostitutes and the tax collectors, sinning and rebelling against God. But today is the day of salvation. And today you come before the Lord and you repent, you turn and you live because the Lord doesn't desire that any of his children should perish. A father had two sons. He said to the first, he said to the second, he didn't say, well, you know, if you feel like it, he commanded them. This is compulsory stuff. Go into the field and labor. And one said yes and changed his mind and did no. And one said no and changed his mind and did yes. Which one did the will of his father? Well, personally, I think they both put him to shame. You see, what's happening in these three back-to-back parables, this week, next week, and the following week, these parables of judgment that we have in Matthew 21 and Matthew 22, what's happening here is that people have choices to make, and those have eternal consequences. Jesus says in the parables that he is proclaiming that we need to have true faith, and true faith is a combination of professing with our lips and believing in our hearts, putting into practice. In other words, we're talking about verbal faith, professing, and action faith, practicing. The two go together. What the Father needs is a third son who says yes and does yes. There's a story of a coach. He was kind of a hard coach, a football coach, and he said to his football players after practice one night, "Here's what I want you young men to do. I want you to do 3 miles of running, 200 push-ups, and I want you to study the playbook for an hour before you go to bed tonight." Well, they all went over to the leader, if you will, you know, the captain of the team. They went over to his house, somebody flipped the television on, and it was the wrestling championships. And so they started watching it, and pretty soon they forgot all about what the coach had told them to do. They didn't make it for the 3 mile run. They didn't participate or practice in 200 push-ups, and they didn't study the playbook. They were the starters. What's the point, huh? Well, that night after practice, the coach also said to the third stringers, "I want you to run 3 miles. I want you to do 200 push-ups, and I want you to study the playbook for an hour." And you know what those third stringers said? They looked at the coach and they said, "You must be dreaming, coach. We come to practice every day. We do everything the rest do, and you never put us in, and we never get to play. What's the point?" Well, that night, all those third stringers, they gathered over at the house of the water boy. Somebody flipped the television on. There was the wrestling championships. And as they were starting to watch it, kind of glued to the TV, all of a sudden, one of those third stringers said, "Remember what the coach said? I think we ought to get out there and do some running and do some push-ups and stuff." Well, there was a groan and there was a grunt. And then the rest said, "You know what? I think you're right. Let's go do it." So which of those players did the will of the coach? Good question. In the Gospel of Matthew, you've probably noticed, because we've been in it for several months now, questions play a key role. Did you notice that? Almost every episode is beginning with a question. You go back to chapter 2. The Magi say, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews?" You get to chapter 16, and Jesus says, "What's the word on the street? Who do people say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say that I am?" And then you get other questions that follow episode after episode. You get, for example, when Jesus is conversing with the opposition, and they want to know about things. They want to know about, well, what about divorce? And what about John the Baptist? And what about, they have all these questions that they're asking all the time. In Matthew 18, it was the question of who's the greatest in the kingdom of God? And Jesus did a children's sermon. And then there's the question of what about reconciliation in the church when there's conflict? When a brother or a sister keeps repeatedly sinning against you? Well, there's steps to follow. And it might even lead to having to bring the matter before the whole church and practicing excommunication. But even then, Jesus says, you treat them like a tax collector or a prostitute or a pagan. In other words, they're a lost lamb, and you need to pursue them and find them so that the unsaved is saved. And then you may recall that Peter thought, okay, so there must be some limits here. So he said, how many times? The rabbis say that if somebody sins against you 3 times, that's it. 3 strikes, you're out. How about, Jesus, how about 7 times? And Jesus says, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Put the calculator away, and then he puts the exclamation point on that with the parable of a man who owed 10,000 talents. It would take at least 150 years of work to pay off that debt. It's irrepayable, and the king forgives it all. And what does that servant do? He runs across to another fellow servant who owes him 100 denarii. That's 100 days of work. That's a repayable debt. He grabs him with a chokehold. He throws him into prison along with his wife and kids and says, pay what you owe. Well, you know how that story ends. So also your heavenly Father will not forgive you if you don't forgive the sins of your brother from the heart. And remember, the heart was not the center of emotions in Jesus' day. It's volition and will. It's where the mind is making decisions and choices. The heart of the matter. Questions all the time in the Gospel of Matthew. So it doesn't surprise us that it would be someone like the mother of James and John who would say, well, Jesus, I've got a question for you. Will you let my two boys sit on the left and the right when you come in your banquet of glory? And Jesus has a question for James and John. Are you able to drink my cup? The cup of suffering, the cup of death, that leads to the third day and resurrection. Jesus will then give his passion prediction, announcement of resurrection. The disciples will be gathered around Jesus, and there'll be a rich man who will have a question, what must I do to inherit eternal life, to get into heaven? And Jesus says, well, just sell everything you got and come and follow me. And he walked away sad. You know that story. And then the disciples have a question. Wow, if the rich can't get in, what hope do we have? Who then can be saved? And Jesus says, with people it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Yes, even the salvation of sinners, because the Father has an only begotten Son. The Father has an only begotten Son that he sent into the world to bring forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting for you and for me. In Matthew 21, Jesus has entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and he cleanses the temple, and he curses a barren fig tree, and the religious leaders, the elders, and those who are chief priests, they say, by what authority? By what authority are you doing what you're doing? Who gave you this authority? Don't you love what Jesus does? You heard it in our gospel for tonight. He answered their question with a question of his own. He says to them, I'll answer your question if you answer mine. John the Baptist, did he come from God or from man? Well, they know. I mean, they're trying to trap Jesus. They want to bury him with the truth, and he is the truth, the way, and the life. But now they're stuck between a rock and a hard place because all the people understand John the Baptist to be a prophet. If they say that he got it from man, the people wouldn't be happy. But if he says from God, well, then Jesus is going to say, why didn't you listen to him? So they say to Jesus, we don't know. And Jesus says, then I won't answer you either. But I will tell you a story about a father who had two sons. A judgment parable that they end up having to answer for themselves, and in the process, it becomes an indictment. Yes, the prostitutes and the tax collectors are going into heaven before those who are promoting their own self-righteousness and goodness. They thought they had Jesus, but you see, it always backfires. That's what happens in our gospel for tonight. It backfires on them. Have this mind among yourselves, which is already yours in Christ Jesus. He was in the form of God. He didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself. He became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. every tongue, every knee, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. So work out your own salvation, Paul says to the Philippians, with fear and trembling. But know this, God is at work within you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Which one did the will of his father? There was a young man, fresh out of seminary. This was over 100 years ago, right before World War I began. He got his first call in a kind of remote, rural, small community. And wouldn't you know it, he'd only been there for 2 weeks, and a woman in the congregation died. It was his first funeral as a pastor. He visited with people in the parish and in the town, the small community, to find out some of the backstory of this woman. Her husband worked for the railroad, and so as an engineer, he had to travel a lot, wasn't home much, and so she rented out rooms in her house for income, and people would say that she did more than just rent rooms to other railroad workers, that she was renting out other stuff as well. That was the word on the street. That was the rumors that got propagated, okay? Well, this is all that this new pastor, right out of seminary, is hearing about this woman, this first funeral that he needs to do. He goes into the mom and pop's small store, you know, a little grocery store? And he's talking to the owner of the store, and he says, I don't know what I'm going to do, my first funeral. You know, 2 weeks I've been here is all. And no one has anything good to say about this woman. Well, the owner of the grocery store, he paused. He thought for a moment, nodded and walked away and came back, and he had the store ledger. Remember, this is before World War I, when people had to rely upon credit. He put his hand over the names of the people on the left-hand column, and he showed this young preacher, you see all these red marks? That's people who didn't have money that needed to get groceries on credit. He said, you see over here, debt paid in full? She made me promise that I would never tell anyone, but I figure seeing she's passed away, it's okay. You see, she would come in here every month, and she'd say, who needs help? And she would see that there was maybe a woman whose husband was drinking away his paycheck while she tried to take care of the children at home. Or someone who had a sick child in the hospital. Or someone who had just lost their spouse, and she would pay the debt in full. But she didn't want anyone to know. And the owner of the grocery store, he said, I think it's okay for people that have maligned her and people that have run her name through the dirt to know that she is the one who bailed them out when they were suffering and struggling. Which one did the will of their father? True faith is what Jesus is getting at in Matthew 21 and 22 with these three successive parables. Not just verbal faith, but action faith. Not just professing Jesus as Lord, but practicing his lordship in daily life. A son that says yes and does yes. Who takes responsibility, who doesn't just rely upon, well, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated 9/11. 19 years ago, the World Trade Center, where planes became missiles. The North Tower, 18 minutes later, the South Tower. Within 2 hours, total collapse. Do you know this name? Michael Judge. Father Michael Judge was at ground zero that day because he had taken a vow as a chaplain for the New York Fire Department that he would not only say yes, but that he would also do yes. And in his pocket, he carried a prayer. I'm paraphrasing it, but the prayer goes like this. Dear Lord, Help me to be where you want me to be, when you want me to be there for you. Help me to say, dear Lord, what you want me to say and what you want me to pray when you put me in those places. And dear Lord, for your glory's sake, help me get out of the way of your way. Father Michael Judge was killed that day from the falling debris as he ministered to those who were trying to save the lives of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is already yours in Christ Jesus. The mind of Christ that's been given to you and to me. Turn and live. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love for you, for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our service continues on page 9 of the bulletin. I invite you to rise as you are able. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, the Lord is with you. You shall bear a son, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. I live to do God's will." My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. Your favor, the weak and lonely one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you.
You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Glory be to God the Father, and to Jesus, Son of God. Glory be to God the Spirit, ever three and ever one. As it was in the beginning, shall be now and evermore. With our hearts we magnify thee, with one voice we sing, Amen.
Congregation may be seated. I remind you that we are not passing the offering baskets, but that those who wish to support the ministry of Christ may do so. They can do it online with our website. They can do it with mailed-in checks. They can do it in the offering basket before you leave tonight as well. We continue then with our closing prayers.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
In peace, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace and salvation, we pray to you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all of your servants who live out your gospel.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who govern, that justice might guide them.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God of mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious Father, we come before you with humble hearts, with repentant hearts, and with changed minds for your praise and glory. We pray today, Lord, for our country with elections coming up. We pray, Lord, that in a country so divided, in a world that's impacted and affected by COVID-19, that you would teach all of us, O Lord, what it means to love each other, and even when we disagree, that we would praise you and we would seek the welfare of our country and its people. Lord, we pray that you would bless those who are battling cancer, that you would grant them the gift of healing. We pray, Lord, for so many people tonight. We pray also, Lord, that you would be with Bob Harms in the restoration of his eyesight, that you would be with Pam and with Katie. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Timothy Keller and for Luke Richards, for Barb Stephenson, for Karen Peterson, for Dan Brooklyn, for Denny Damerval, for Julie Blanchard, for Paige Johnson and Melody Graves, for Pam Deacon Joyner. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to mend the broken bones of your children. We're grateful, Lord, that Craig Anderson's his broken leg is healing up and that he gets to go back to work on Monday. We pray that you'd watch over him and over Letha and Daryl. We pray for Danny Trausch, O Lord, that he might heal from his hip surgery and also from his staph infection. Lord, we pray before you tonight for Dale Covington, for Brenda Clary, for Woody Rollin, for Kelly and Christopher Staley. We pray for Gloria Varese, for Jean Wanick, for Victor Nielsen. We pray your blessings upon the healing of John Wills and David Carl. Lord, you know the needs of your people. We bring them before you. We come boldly before your throne of grace, trusting in your mercy and believing in your love for your people. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Receive the blessing. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our sending music is Have Thine Own Way, 2 verses. God's blessings. Thank you, my friend.